And today on this edition of City Watch, I have a great friend, Chris Streets from the Showboat. And he is the current president of the Clinton Area Showboat Theater, commonly known as CAST. And we're going to talk about this season's schedule for the Showboat shows.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Grego. I appreciate it, buddy. So you want to just jump right into the shows?
Yeah, because I think it's a great lineup. I do. When I was executive producer of the Showboat 25 years ago, we did Guys and Dolls.
Yeah.
And that is just it's a hoot show.
It always is. I'm a huge fan of Guys and Dolls. That's what we're going to open the 2026 season with on June 11th. We will open that a Thursday night. Of course, some call it the perfect musical.
Yes.
Because it has the romance, it has great music, it has a wonderful storyline. And so, yeah, we're excited about that. I saw it on Broadway with Nathan Lane.
Oh, wow.
And Peter Gallagher was supposed to play Masterson. We got there and he left the day before, and we got Tom Wopat.
Wow.
So Luke Duke was Masterson.
Wow.
But we'll run that a couple of weeks in June, and then that's going to be followed by one I'm pretty excited about. We did this few years back, about 10 years ago, Seussical the Musical, which is the Dr. Seuss stories all coming to life, and Horton will be there and everything. That one runs from July 2nd through July 12th. Then it's Bonnie and Clyde the Musical. And if you're familiar with the darker musicals like Frankenstein and Dracula, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the guy who wrote that is the same gentleman who wrote Bonnie and Clyde. So it's the story of Bonnie and Clyde robbing banks and getting shot, set to music. So it'll be a happy, fun show.
It always reminds me of, I can't remember his name, and Faye Dunaway that did the movie of Bonnie and Clyde.
I can see it. So he played Dick Tracy, too, right?
Yes.
Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty, yes. And I know that it's not going to be anything like that one.
But likely not.
Yeah, it just kind of reminds me of that movie. How long ago was that movie?
That's probably been... had to have been early 70s.
Early 70s, yeah.
I was thinking how we're going to fit that car on stage.
Yeah.
So we can shoot it up. But Bonnie and Clyde runs July 23rd through August 2nd. And then the final show of the season is the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which we did 9 years ago.
I was going to say nine.
About 9 years ago. It is hilarious. It's serious. It's about a group of kids in a spelling bee, and they have flashbacks, and they sing songs as they're trying to think of how to spell words, and they use a lot of audience participation.
Yes.
And so we'll have people coming up out of the crowd to be in the show. So And that, like I said, runs through August 16th, and that'll be the end of the season. We work 10 months out of the year to have 2 months of shows.
Yeah.
And then we go right back to work again.
So what are some of the company that's coming back this year from last year? Who's going to be coming new? Who's going to be local?
We will have some locals. In fact, in Guys and Dolls, Eli White.
Okay.
Who played Pugsley in the Addams Family.
Yes.
His parents own Happy Joe's Pizza. He will be in the show. We have Andrew Keita.
Andrew, yes, I saw
that. The Command City Administrator. He's going to be playing Uncle Arvide. And he has a big solo in that show.
Ooh.
So we're looking forward to that. Returners, if anyone saw Bright Star last year, Vanessa Dominguez was the lead role in that. She's coming back. And then Grace... name just blew out of my head. She was the narrator in Joseph.
Oh, in Joseph. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
So she'll be coming back. She's going to choreograph the first two shows, and then she'll be in Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. So we got a few returning. Artistic director Courtney Krause will be returning for his second year of being the full-time artistic director. Ryan Scoble, who was Uncle Fester in Addams Family. He will be returning as an assistant as well as a choreographer, and he'll be playing Nicely Nicely Johnson in Guys and Dolls, and Horton.
Oh, Horton.
Seussical.
So yeah.
He'll be a busy guy this summer.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Now, on your board, you have how many board members?
I think we're at 15.
Yeah. And that's how many people it takes to put things together.
If we had 30, it would be better. Yeah, we got a great board. We've got folks like Sister Teresa Judge.
Yes, yes.
She's been on the board since day one.
Yep.
I didn't know this, but I am only the third president in the history of the Clinton Area Chamber of Theater.
Yes.
That's crazy.
It was you, Neil Luker,
and Gene Seifkin. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's when I was around,
right.
You know, helping out when the cast got formed back in 89. That's when I became the liaison as part of my job. So, you know, I've been part of the Showboat, you know, for 40 years or better.
Yeah. Well, I've been there. I've been a member now for just over 15 years. I've been a board member.
Cool.
It's been fun. It's been stressful.
It's been stressful.
It's been fun. So, when people start seeing this influx of young professional people, be nice to them.
Yeah.
Because they're entertaining us on the weekends.
And you know what? What we have to do is get all the new company for this year up at the Troll and get a picture around the Troll.
Absolutely. I guarantee you that will happen this year. Yes. Guarantee it.
Super. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. Thanks for coming today. And this has been Greg from this edition of City Watch.